brotherhood, man, how tight we can get.
This is the First and 10 with Dave Archer and Matt Ryan on the home for our Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, Matt, you got a chance to recharge the battery a little bit. What does Matt Ryan, inquiring minds want to know, what does Matt Ryan do with somebody's time off?
Get some rest. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing I've learned in my career is that you need to take advantage of that week to get your body right, to get your mind right, to disconnect. And so I got an opportunity to do that, spend some time with my family, with my boys. And as you know, we don't get a lot of that time during the year. So when you do get the chance, it's fun to spend some time with them.
Yeah, you don't get the time back and you find out just how hard that job is. So Sarah working yeoman's work, right?
Oh, my gosh. Trust me, her job and any mom's job out there is much more difficult than anything we do.
All right, your job gets a little bit tougher this weekend. Here come the Washington Redskins and a team you got to go on the road. It's a good defense, kind of a big, solid defense. Tell me what you see when you see them on tape.
Yeah, for sure. Built to stop the run. They've got big guys in their front seven, a 3-4 scheme, that tries to pound you. And so it's going to be important for us to play well up front and to handle that. And then, you know, try and spread them out and get the ball in space to some of our playmakers. I think if we can get into a good rhythm of that, we always have a good chance.
You guys do such a good job of mixing up what they're going to see. Make them run in the run game and then spread and then make them go to a four down look. I'm assuming that's going to be a part of it to try to and really change speeds, too. You do a good job of that as well.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things when you have a bigger defense that you're going against, it's sometimes about conditioning and trying to, you know, make them feel tired and to get their big guys slowed down a little bit. And so changing the tempo is important, changing the personnel groupings. I think Sark's done a great job of that all year, but trying to keep them off balance and keep them out of rhythm.
You're not only a great player on the field, I think you do an amazing job of self-scouting and thinking about what you need to do and get better. As you looked at this, a really amazing stretch for you, played extremely well. What are some of the things you'd like to be better at?
Well, you know, I think number one, I think we can be better and more efficient first and second down than we've been up until this point this year. Specifically on first down, we've got to get in front of the chains better than we have in the first seven games of the season. The times where we have done it, we've been really successful. The times where we haven't, we've struggled a little bit. And so we've got to find ways, whether it's running the football, finding different ways to run the football, getting the ball out of our hand quickly and being efficient in those first down situations. Because when we don't have a lot of third downs in a drive, I mean, we go right down the field. And that's the case around the league. So efficiency on those early downs is probably the biggest thing coming out of the bye.
Another thing you do really well with your leadership is you're a really positive guy. And I know it's been some struggles on the defensive side with some of the injuries. That group seems to be coming some. Do you spend any time talking to some of those guys and just reassuring them, hey, we got your back, but we know you're working at it?
Absolutely. You know, that's part of being a team. And that's why football is the ultimate team sport. There's different times throughout the year where different phases have to pull their weight and bring guys along. And that's kind of the message, is that we're all here for each other. And I think they've done a great job. They've weathered the storm. I mean, they've had a lot of things happen to them on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of guys out. And they've continued to keep their head down and work at it, and they've improved. And I thought they played well the last time out for us.
Okay, last thing for you. This is a Redskin team that's won three straight. I think their fan base kind of starting to readapt themselves to Redskin football, so it makes it a tough environment. Last time you were on the road, there was some tough times with maybe some of the silent count and beating your guys off the snap. What do you do to help fix that and maybe create some advantages for yourself with a silent count?
Yeah, I think, you know, changing up some of the things we did with our cadence is critical in those situations. And, you know, getting in front of the chains, yeah. You know, staying out of some of those third and long situations. I think they're, you know, really highly ranked when they're third 11 plus. But when you get into those third and two, third and threes, you got a lot better chance to convert. You can still run the football. You can keep, you know, really keep them off balance. So I think, you know, playing well first and second down is critical. And then, you know, changing up the cadence is going to be key.
I know the fans are ready to see you back on the field. They're excited about it. I know you're excited to get back. Go get your win.
All right. Thanks, Arch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.